If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throw Hook, would you please serve everyone out? Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Ray. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello, guys.
Hola. All right, Ray, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, sir, I do.
Fantastic. Today, you have one of three categories to choose from. We have Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. Interior Decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. And finally today, License to Spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess.
I'd like to go License to Spill, please.
Firefighters were called to a stretch of an interstate in Pennsylvania after a crash involving three tractor trailers resulted in product being spilled across a 200-yard area. The Snowshoe Fire Department said that the Pennsylvania State Police notified Clearfield County that a crash had occurred at mile marker 145 on eastbound I-80, leaving a debris field covering an area of about 200 yards. Firefighters arrived on the scene and determined that one of the trucks had been hauling cargo and was split wide open with debris all over the roadway. Pennsylvania Department of Transportation, they had the area of the road shut down for cleanup operations. Now, fire officials said they determined that no hazmat response was needed, but all cargo will be headed to a landfill as the load was deemed unsalvageable. The question is, what spilled all over the road? Was it mozzarella cheese? Was it tomatoes? Was it fortune cookies? Or was it frozen meatballs? So mozzarella cheese, tomatoes, fortune cookies, or frozen meatballs, what spilled out of the truck and 200 yards down the road?
What was the last one?
Frozen meatballs.
Oh.
Mozzarella cheese, tomatoes. What was the third one?
Fortune cookies.
Fortune cookies.
Fortune cookies.
What do you guys think?
I think since no cleanup was required, fortune cookies.
That's unfortunate.
You said no cleanup was required.
No hazmat was required.
Oh.
Yeah, I was there to clean,
clean
the product. But yeah, there's nothing hazardous, is what they said.
Man, I mean, first of all, it sounds like one giant meatball sub with fortune cookies. I'm going to say frozen meatballs.
Frozen meatballs.
The meatballs.
All right, Ray, what are you thinking?
I'll take mozzarella sticks.
Okay. What was spilled all over the highway there? Mozzarella cheese, tomatoes, fortune cookies, or frozen meatballs? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room. Categories licensed to spill on Profile This. We get three trucks that either ran in a wreck or overturned on a PA interstate. Spilling a food product.
Yes.
Question is, was it mozzarella cheese, tomatoes, fortune cookies, or frozen meatballs?
And Ray, we pose that very question to you. Let us start with V. Ted Smith.
Ah.
He went for the old meat to balls. It was not meat to balls. Miles Montgomery, you went with fortune cookies.
Ah.
It was not fortune cookies. And Ray, you specifically said mozzarella cheese sticks. I'll accept that as well. I just said cheese, but I like where your head's at.
It was a cheese. Correct. Get out of here.
Oh, mozzarella.
Hey, come on.
I think it was that farm style.
Were you hungry for a meatball sub when you came up with the other options?
Was it that obvious?
Yes, a little bit, yeah. Seriously. Frozen meatballs, tomatoes, mozzarella. You just eat some rolls?
Yeah.
Just came up with it in the grocery store and just walking around. Like, what else can
what
I
about?
Do?
What am I?
It sounds good right now.
I mean, that's
now.
Where my brain went. I'm like, well, it's cheese. And then I immediately thought, well, tomatoes and some meatballs. Now I'm throwing fortune cookies. All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now,
because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box. The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today. You got Seth Meyers, the Jimmys,
Fallon Kimmel,
Tomlinson,
Taylor,
Writers, Mike, or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It's right there. How always guys have teams of talented writers helping come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Last week at Key West, a man celebrated his 57th birthday by smoking meth, stealing a trolley, driving around town, picking up tourists, or as they call it in Florida, just a birthday party.
Found. Ted Smith.
Smith.
Damn it.
A nudist group at Pittsburgh over the weekend held its annual Bees Out bowling event. Because who hasn't hung out in a bowling alley and thought, I wish all these people were naked?
Seth Meyers.
Fallon? Seth.
A nudist group in Pittsburgh over the weekend held its annual Balls Out bowling event because who hasn't hung out at a bowling alley and thought, I wish all these people were naked?
And some personal news. The TSA says sweating can set off security machines and require additional screening. They've added it's only a problem if you sweat more than 3.4 ounces.
Fallon. Yeah, is it Fallon?
That is Fallon.
The TSA said that excess sweating can set off their security machines and require an additional screening. Now, they added, but it's only a problem if you sweat more than 3.4 ounces.
Oh, we had somebody email into the podcast, brand new episode out, and they asked about the sweating and the hot bees.
Oh, you. Yeah.
So Cobb and Matt were like, what are they talking about? And I was like, oh, it came up on the Men's Room. This guy just went to the source. Happens to him, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it just at the airport?
Well, where else would you know?
Or is it all the time?
I mean, I generally run hot in my pits and in my groin, like down there.
Did you know that you ran hot down there, or was it after the airport enhancer security? You were like, oh, I guess I'm hot down there too.
It didn't shock me.
Okay.
But it's just funny. You could draw a triangle between the red dots. Huh. So they don't seem to worry about your underarms. It's just, what do you got in there? It's like, no. That's why I did this point. I go, it's fine. You can do it out here. Use the back of your hand. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Authorities in France have arrested a man 3 days after he escaped from a prison by hiding in a cellmate's laundry bag the day he was released. Now, the question is, how do you punish someone who voluntarily got into a French prisoner's dirty laundry?
Colbert. Kimmel.
Seth Meyers.
Authorities in France have arrested a man 3 days after he escaped from prison by hiding in a cellmate's laundry bag the day he was released. Now, the question is, how do you punish someone who voluntarily got into a French prisoner's dirty laundry?
So it's kind of odd, right? Sometimes you talk about stuff and then it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we've been talking about the hot bees and it's setting off the alarm. Now the TSA had to come out and make a statement that's like, yeah, if you're running hot or sweaty, it does set off our alarms. Like, okay. Thought that was all it was. And then the other day in the office, we were talking about scary things.
Yes, yes.
And I just said, you know, I'm not big on a lot of scary stuff, but we were talking about some different towns around Maryland and Pennsylvania where we grew up. One was Ellicott City. We told this story. And then I looked it through. I said, you know, the other one that really gives me the creeps is Gettysburg.
Mm-hmm.
I have been to Gettysburg before in the evening time. It is super spooky. They do the ghost tours. And then we were talking about that.
And it's also known as one of the most haunted places in the U.S. because of the Civil War battle and how many people died there. So, like, in the world of haunted places, Gettysburg always ranks in the top three.
But there's so many people who tell a story. So it's not just like it happened once or twice.
Oh, no. I mean, it's right.
I mean, I told you, man. My buddy Johnny Panzarella, his wife is
Panzarella.
Is that a real name?
That is his
he's
real
Italian. Sounds like a he's TV. Italian.
I know.
Italian. It sounds like you're talking about the Fonz.
Johnny Panzarella is as Italian as it gets.
Right. That's better than my buddy, Chris Kitucci.
His wife is Edie, and her parents are from there. And he's like, I swear to God, man, we sleep in a basement, and stuff's going on.
Yeah.
Stuff's going on, man. He's like, he's not that guy. He is a man's man.
Right.
He does not believe in any crap.
But
he's like, oh, yeah, what are you doing out there, Bigfoot land?
You know, like, he didn't believe that crap. You know, but this, he was, honest to God, ghosts live there. That's exactly what he said.
All right. So now, the Annabelle doll.
Right. Just.
So the guy that has the doll, that's like a famous ghost hunter, he's taking the doll to Gettysburg for a 3-day stint.
Let's take this again. The Annabelle doll, which is a real doll, and he took it to Gettysburg.
Correct.
I'm just.
Two of the more, like, haunted things, I would say, in this country. Yeah. Well, he passed away unexpectedly.
Mm-hmm.
He was right. He was accompanying the doll on the tour. He's a paranormal investigator. So look, who knows, right? Could have just been a cardiac event or whatever. But the guy was 54, right? Didn't seem to have a lot of health issues. And it's like you're traveling with what some people would consider a legit haunted doll.
It doesn't matter how he died.
In a haunted town.
Yeah, doesn't matter how he died. If he had a stroke, if he got hit by a car, if a meteor came down and hit him in the head, it doesn't matter. The guy died there.
Right.
Doesn't matter the cause.
Dan Riviera was.
Do they know what the cause was? Have they figured it out yet?
No, I'm sure if I Googled it right now, there might be some new info, but just that he died unexpectedly at 54.
Even if he choked, I don't know.
Did he die there?
He died there.
He was
there.
Physically there.
Correct.
With the doll.
Yeah. It wasn't like he left and he was just there. He was there with the doll. He's dead. So it doesn't matter what in the hell happened. The guy is dead.
Why does the doll still exist? All right. I mean, honestly.
Would you take it?
No, that's what I mean. And look, I'm not particularly paranoid, but there's certain, I would not spend a night at the Amityville house if it's still there. I don't know if it is. I would not allow that doll to stay in my home. There's just certain things where I go, look, I don't know, but I do know enough to know that if everybody thinks this thing is bad, I don't want any part of it, right?
I carry.
That's all it is.
I carried two 12-packs. A Milwaukee's Best Light up the Exorcist steps in Georgetown. Very slowly, I walked up those steps slow. I did not want to fall down those steps.
Yeah,
that was the only thing I was thinking. Like a wind gust suddenly will blow me back.
Well, and remember that house was close to where my buddy Bernie grew up. That house randomly caught fire and burned down. They've never rebuilt. It's just a park on it now. So you can go there at night and be creeped out if you
would
want.
So say they did rebuild it. Brand new house, perfect specs. You go, man, this is the house of my dreams.
No, poltergeist.
Once they say, oh, by the way, this is on the property where the actual Exorcist house was. But there's zero chance.
I've been to that park once.
All right.
Because Bernie was dating a girl. She had a friend. And they wanted to go.
Okay.
I've never been to that. I've driven by it 100 times. Probably 1,000 times. Right? Because he grew up right where my mom did and like a bunch of people we knew. But I only stopped in that park once because there was a girl involved.
Would you spend a night, if someone said this is a haunted house, would you spend a night there? And I don't mean abandoned and cobwebs and all that kind of crap in the movies. I mean, I don't know, maybe somebody lives there. Like, spend a night in the basement. Jesus, dude, you lived in a basement where two people had died separately.
Correct.
That to me, once I find out information like that, I'm not sleeping down here, man. There's no way I'm going to find people. That's just a little weird.
It is. Both situations is just necessity.
Right.
I needed to live in Baltimore. That was the best option. It was $150 a month.
Mm-hmm. Right. They overcharged it.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen to that doll now?
I don't.
Honestly. Would you pick it up? Would you put it in a garbage bag? I don't even put it in a garbage bag.
I don't want a thing to do with it.
Who are you going to give it to? Who's going to take it?
Honestly, I would call in the bomb squad and incinerate it.
Would you be comfortable doing it?
I don't know, man. Ed and Lorraine Warren, they didn't destroy it. They kept it in a glass cage to contain the evil spirit within it.
And you can put an evil spirit in a glass cage.
But isn't that part of the Conjuring, that doll was still somehow getting out of the case?
Well, no. That's not how it went. It was more about the events that happened surrounding the doll. There was just a lot of paranormal stuff that happened in the homes of where the doll was at.
Okay.
But they did keep it in the glass case, which seemed to contain the spirit that was in it, or at least they believed it did. But now that this guy's taking it out on tour.
How did this guy get his hands on it?
Because that's what he does. And he's like the main guy.
No, but.
He was.
If I'm someone who had the doll, I have it in this glass case, and my thought is, whatever evil spirit is in this thing, this glass case contains it, right? I don't know how it works, but say that's how it works. And then you come to me, whoever you are, and you say, hey, I want to take it on tour. No, you're not listening to me. There's an evil goddamn spirit in it, man.
Annabelle is owned by the New England Society for Psychiatric Research.
All right.
So they did not blame the doll for his death.
Of course they did.
I give it to a priest, minister, pastor. You're like, here, you got the power. You take care of this.
If I'm a priest, I'm like, don't bring that damn doll in my church. Exactly. Get that thing the hell out.
I see.
Literally damn doll.
Yeah.
Evil spirits come out my ass. Yeah. Come on. Do your job.
Again, when the exorcist happened, right, my mom, she was part of that parish.
Yeah.
She, to this day, will claim that the priest in that parish told her, right, and many times during a Catholic church, the priest will raise his arms to signal everybody to stand up, whether you're kneeling really or sitting. She says that priest contended when that girl was possessed that he could not raise his arms above his shoulders. Like there was a force holding him down. So, I don't know. I'm just saying. Those are some of the...
He had two Tommy John surgeries and everything was fine.
I don't know, but why mess with it?
That's kind of where I'm at.
You know, if you go camping and everyone says, dude, I'm telling you, Bigfoot, he's within this, I don't know, 10-acre area. We know that, we believe this to be true.
Legend has it he's killed 50 people.
Are you going to camp there? Like, I'm not.
No. He loves s'mores, you know, like, whatever else.
Right.
I'm not going to do it.
With, like, all the shark stuff and Shark Week coming up, it's kind of like when I was just on Cape Cod, right? The beach I was at. Everybody in my family made fun of me. They said I was frolicking. And I look scared in the ocean.
Wait, did any of them get in the water?
My cousin did, because she had to swim.
So wait, your family's making fun of you, but none of them would even get in the water.
They were like, yeah, you're frolicking. But my point is, I was the only one in the ocean besides my cousin who was swimming off to like a dock and back. There's nobody around me, and I was like, I'm worried. Because we're talking about great whites.
A dock. That's where the actual shark attack people. The one that's based on Jaws.
So their whole point is you don't have to be scared because we're in the inner Cape.
No.
The sharks don't come in here. And then on July 4th, on the inner Cape, two girls were paddleboarding. And guess what was circling below them?
Great white. Yes. That was the whole premise of the actual Jaws.
Right.
Jaws swam up a river and started eating people in a tributary.
In Jersey.
It wasn't even in the ocean.
No. Right.
It just swam up river and started eating people who were swimming off their docks.
Right. And when you look at New Smyrna Beach, while it's the shark bite capital of the world, they're black tips and lemon sharks. So almost everybody survives.
Right. Right, right.
A great white makes that mistake and take Ted's leg. Ted's dead.
Yes.
But again, it's how you, I'm just trying to say, it's how you risk or how you, you know, risk stuff like, I felt okay doing it there. Would I spend the night in a house that somebody has assured me is haunted? I don't know. I don't know that I would spend the night in Stephen King's house.
Did your frolicking relatives see the story about the two paddleboard? So two women are on a paddleboard. The one turns around to take a picture of her friend. There is a dorsal fin in the lower right-hand corner of this picture of a great white. I'm not even sure they saw it at that moment.
I don't think they did.
They did eventually.
She only notices her friend's face changed.
Correct. So...
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but that was basically where you were.
Correct.
So did you send them? Did they see this story?
I sent it to them. She still swam her triathlon, her leg of it.
All right.
Good. All right. Did anybody watch the All-Star game last night?
I did not.
No.
All right. I was taping a podcast, but then when it was over, it's the ninth inning, it's tied up. No more ties in All-Star games. Remember, that was one of the worst things that ever happened to the All-Star game. So they had a swing-off.
All right.
Right? There's going to be six guys from each team. You get three pitches. You can take as many as you want. You get three swings.
So like the home run derby.
Correct, except there's no timer, and you could take pitches.
Is there anyone in the outfield? Anyone in the infield?
No, it's just Miles, you would have loved it. They set up an L screen.
Okay.
And had somebody throw BP.
Start shook.
All right, okay.
Look, is it gimmicky? Yes. I thought it was awesome. I sat there, watched the end of it. I was like,
So who won? I didn't pay attention.
The National League won because Schwarber, I think it was tied going into the last round, and he hit three swings, three home runs.
Damn.
Okay. So what's the final score, like 21 to 18 or something?
Nah, I think it was like 9-6
All right.
Or something. Right. It was pretty good. But, hey, look, it's an All-Star game. Hockey did a great job this year with the Four Nations. So for baseball, I think this is a good thing.
Yes.
You know what I mean? If you're a casual fan, it gets people excited. I don't know that I'd go as far as to do this in regular season games.
No.
But for the All-Star game,
okay.
I thought it was freaking awesome. Tonight, I don't generally recommend you watch the ESPYs because if you watch sports, you know who mostly awards are going to. But my guy Shane Gillis is hosting. I hope he steps up and takes some good shots at people.
Okay.
He's friends with all those athletes, but come on, Shane. Dig into him.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, hero. Yes.
There will be no foul-ups on my show. Come on.
The Men's Room returns. returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. West Virginia love triangle involves brass knuckles and a pink camouflage gun. Meanwhile, a man gets a hair transplant, but he ignores the warnings of sexy time fun. To Lacey, where cops have to give Narcan to a dog. Rescue puppy goes on Today Show to prove why he's a little hog. And a man steals an excavator so he can basically steal an ATM. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We got a turkey where a doctor's advice should be heeded. A young man is going viral online for his actions following a hair transplant procedure. He was given strict orders to go easy on himself and not do too much physical activity, as the increased heart rate and blood pressure could potentially reopen his healing incisions, leading to all kinds of infections and complications. Among those things that he was told to avoid, sex.
Yeah.
But being a man, our boy elected to ignore that advice when opportunity knocked, and he went to bed at night having put another notch on his belt. But the problem started when he woke up to find his head had swollen up like it had been, quote, his own words, stung by 100 bees.
Oh, wow.
He frantically started Googling STI symptoms before he realized that it was a side effect of his hair transplant. The swelling did go down after a couple of weeks, giving him plenty of time to rethink his actions.
Damn, man.
So, like, I get where he's at. Like, hey, man, when duty calls, I'll answer. Like, maybe ride the bench for a little while, bud.
Get back to your coolness in a couple weeks.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
I know where you're at. I get it.
We get it. I completely get it. And hey, it's hard to turn it down.
Talk to her about it. Maybe she'll help you out. Like, hey, man, I've got a few weeks that I got to wait out for this.
I'm going to say it wasn't a girlfriend or a wife.
No.
It's just, you know.
This was a crime of opportunity. Absolutely.
I mean, what are you going to say if she's like, hey, man, I really want to do this thing? Like, I would love to, but I just got new hair implant. Right. Like, I mean, there's nothing cool about it.
Walk it off. Yeah. Don't even put yourself in that position.
You know what? Maybe that.
Just walk away from it altogether. In other news, when it comes to stealing automated teller machines, the question that comes to my mind is, how in the world do they plan on getting inside of it? These things are not exactly easy to bust open. Well, one man in Portland figured it out, and it landed him a few more charges. Authorities arrived on the scene of a local bank where someone had managed to break into a drive-through ATM. They didn't have to work too hard to put together what our criminal mastermind did, as there was an excavator that had been stolen from a nearby construction site still running outside of the building. Our man used the arm of the excavator to bash his way into the ATM, damaging the bank itself in the process, by the way, before he fled the scene with $58,000 in stolen cash.
That's how much is in an ATM.
That just seems like
a tremendous amount.
They say that's the top number.
So this thing was just fresh filled.
Exactly. He knew that thing had been filled up.
Yeah.
You don't waste your time, because the least amount is like 1,000.
Sure.
And then it sets off some kind of alarm, like, fill this thing back up.
Right.
Damn.
Bring the truck out.
$8,000.
Dude, they rip those things off all the time. It's amazing to me that more of those aren't taken from the guys who do the smash and grab on the weed stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Just the fact that the Hyundai they steal, not strong enough to yank it out with a chain.
Yeah, it's
You'll rip the bumper off, you know?
Golly. But police did quickly catch up with him and arrested him on multiple charges. Which, that's... You did it. You won. You crashed the thing open. You grabbed 58 grand in cash. How are you still caught?
I don't know. I do not know.
Damn it. To West Virginia, where the love triangles are dangerous. There's four. Side note, there's four people involved in this particular story.
I read love square, it. Love rectangle.
Well, no, there's the love triangle that's in trouble right now, and they have a victim. Right.
Ah, okay.
So you have two girls, one guy, and then one victim. The story goes that the victim went to the home of one of the two women, and the two got into a verbal altercation about an earlier issue, basically that they had been dating the same dude. I don't know if it's about the same dude that's in this story, but the two of them at some point were apparently dating the same guy. The two hashed it out and went to bed that night, with the victim believing that it was all water under the bridge at that point, that they worked out everything that they needed to. This was not so. At 1:30 in the morning, the victim had the sheets ripped off of her bed and was brought into the living room of the home, where she was met with the woman that she had the argument with, her boyfriend, and the second woman involved in this love triangle, who was brandishing a red set of brass knuckles with a blade attached.
Oh!
And she began a line of questioning about a subject that the victim had zero knowledge of. She's like, I don't know anything about this. However, they were threatening violence if she lied about it, which means I'm going to hurt you if you don't say exactly what I want you to say.
That is exactly what that means, yes.
I don't know anything about this. Don't lie or I'll... what was it? bash you in your frontal or something like that. Like, she was going to crash her right upside the head with this doggone thing. The victim just went along with everything that was said. Like, she didn't even try to dispute anything, didn't try to explain the situation. She went, oh, yep, that was me. I totally did that. All in an effort to keep her from getting hit. But at the end, a pink camouflage handgun was produced, which the other woman took from her love triangle sister, who told her that 3 rounds in it should be enough to do the job.
Ooh. Jesus.
Side note, if you need 3 rounds to do the job that you're talking about,
you're not very good.
You're not good at it, especially when when the person is your captive at
this
point.
Do you think someone said, I think one would do it?
It just sounds like a Friday night.
Oh, no.
I mean, seriously.
In West Virginia?
I'm from there.
Yeah, it was not far from where you grew up,
dude,
was it?
You can buy brass knuckles at any gas station in West Virginia.
Oh, my God.
30 Ks in front, along with trucker speed and a lighter that's shaped like a hand grenade.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Anyway, eventually the victim informed them that she was pregnant, which was enough to break up the action and get the three to leave to procure her a pregnancy test, which is when the authorities were contacted. The three are now facing several charges. Wait, I don't know why.
All three left?
All freaking three of them had to, don't leave or we'll shoot you.
All three of them left.
And all three of them took off.
Look, man, I don't encourage anything they did, but you could have been more efficient with
it. Be smarter about it.
I can't imagine. We have a kidnapping victim, right? All of us are going to go to get this thing for you to prove. Whatever.
And it ain't that serious. Two are with the same dude, so why are y'all upset about these two dating the same guy?
She's lucky that they are stupid.
No kidding.
It really comes down to that.
Oh, wait a minute. She's pregnant? Well, we got to get a test to see if
all
she's
all of
lying.
Us got to go.
All right. Everybody pile in the car. Also, what has she been doing with that gun? I got a pink gun. It's got 3 rounds in it. Like, Miles? What's she doing?
What happened to those other bullets? Has she just been popping off rounds? Like, oh, there's three left.
Yeah.
Just shooting at the fence post.
Like, nobody goes, I'm going to load my gun with 3 rounds.
Well, normally, if you're going to practice, you just go in your backyard. So,
oh, sure. Yeah, that's not weird. But just in case those stories have a bad taste in your mouth,
thankfully, there's good news.
We stick close to home for this one and give some love to the Lacey Fire Department. As always, the story gets bad before it gets good. Crews found a small puppy unresponsive inside of a car that had fentanyl present inside of it. Jeez. Remaining calm and relying on their training, crew members were able to use a little bit of Narcan and a tender hand to bring the puppy back to life. Como News has also reported that the puppy has since recovered after the Narcan dose, which... They said, like, we don't normally use Narcan on animals, but these guys knew what they were doing. They managed to save a little puppy's life.
Most people do not use Narcan on animals, but if that's an animal situation, I can't think of anything better.
Also, most people probably don't have fentanyl around their animals either.
You know, that's kind of a good point.
That's a strong point, Mike. Strong.
I looked at photos of this puppy. I was like, I'm going to end up adopting this doggone thing. I know it. My wife's going to take one look like, we need to bring him home. No.
So, yes.
Yeah.
He's a little junky.
Ours is getting a little long in the tooth there. He needs a buddy.
Uh-oh.
Men's room sports. WNBA basketball is underway over on CBS Sports. Summer League basketball is over on ESPN and NBA Network. And the Sounders are in action tonight, not on Apple TV. They are over on FS1 tonight.
Oh, nice.
Good. A little bit more public game there. As far as your weather, you got clear skies on the low of 59 tonight, making for another beautiful day tomorrow. Should be clear skies. Sunny and a high of 85. That's it for your headlines with that, Mike Hawk is on.
We'll see you next time for the return of Big Dummy and the Head Chef's back with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Lovely Jolene's coming up next.
Yes, indeed, it is all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A double flush.